Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Benjamin Greg Gaston. I'm a student here at Gulf Coast, and I am currently studying business and law.
Any TTRPGs that you play?
I'm currently playing Dungeons & Dragons with a little bit of Pathfinder kind of mixed in with maybe playing Star Wars TTRPG.
That's good. So, do you know what homebrew is in relation to TTRPGs?
Yes, I do.
How would you define what homebrew is?
Basically, people have an idea to add into their campaign, but normally somebody doesn't. It's not like in D&D, so they decide to make it their own and create something new. Sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad. I've seen a lot of bad stuff.
Do you use homebrew?
Not really, but I have started to add in some homebrew into my campaign a little bit now.
Could you elaborate on why?
Mostly because I had some ideas for some monsters and stuff that fit the story a little bit better than some of the stuff in D&D, and I felt like adding it into my campaign will make it better and more unique, I would say.
Okay. How do you balance homebrew?
I try to keep it as balanced as it can be. Haven't really added it that much into my campaign so far, but trying to keep it balanced with normal D&D stuff and homebrew can be a challenge sometimes, but sticking with the right balance can be key.
But how do you necessarily balance stuff for those games?
Well, the thing is, I take stuff like, I don't want it to be like super dumb or something. Like, it can't be like, I don't know, giving yourself godlike powers.
Understandable?
Yeah, understandable. Like something that could actually fit into the world and not be like, oh, I'm the Avatar now, or something.
Okay. What do you do when homebrew you use isn't balanced?
I haven't had that case yet, but that's mostly because I've only just introduced it to the campaign, but I try to work around it, try to get it so it's not, like, stupid, to say the least.
Yeah. Can you give an example of homebrew you used or allowed that was balanced well?
I'd say first one it's a few options. I introduced a being called the Conductor, and with that came a homebrew vehicle called the Ghost Train, which was an entire plot point in the campaign. I'd say it worked out pretty well as a huge dungeon for the and players to go through and deal with a lot of problems the players' characters were going through, and also made the players grow closer together and introduced an interesting new threat in my first homebrew creature, well, technically NPC, the Conductor, who will become a bigger part in the campaign later.
What do you believe made it balance well?
I'd say one thing is keeping a mystery, mostly because it's something that none of them had actually heard before, even for the people that had been playing before, because I tried to do something not many homebrews would probably do and actually create a threat pretty big. And, like, not big enough to be like, oh, this breaks the entire game, but big enough to give a pretty good challenge to the players. And also because of the way the dungeon is said, it actually allows the players to actually grow with the characters a lot more, because at the beginning of it, you don't start with the group. You end with the group, and you're stuck, and you have to do with situations by yourself and learn more about how your character works, and basically just try to start kind of on your own for a little bit until you guys meet up for the final boss of the said dungeon.
So, with scaling?
Scaling. Well, I try to keep the scaling around my player's level. Like, I'm not trying to have, like, something that could one-shot them at, like, level 2. So I try to keep it as, depending on how they go, like, how they've been playing against, like, the normal creatures or something. I try to scale it according to what they've been facing so far. So, not make it, like, very powerful or stupid.
Okay, that's one way how to answer that question, which wasn't necessarily how I was asking it. But, regardless, can you give an example of homebrew you used or allowed that was poorly balanced?
I haven't really had really a bad homebrew experience yet. I'd say one thing is I did create a big creature I thought the party would fight at a little bit of a higher level, but because of most of the party not being there and because of some complications, I really had to scale it down a lot. And that was mostly because in 3 hits, the entire party would be down like 1 person, and it was a very powerful creature that could have killed them. And I had basically scaled it to make it so that they had to have the entire party to go against it. But I didn't expect for a lot of the party to be out that day, so. Yeah.
So further elaborating on with what you were stating, how else had you fixed that encounter?
Because of their very low level, they were currently at level... Well, they leveled up to level 2 in that lesson. I kind of just scaled it down to that level. It was originally they were going to level up. I thought they would be level 3 by the time, but it was mostly just like a one fun-off session for a Christmas thing that turned into to the party almost dying because of a creature. The creature was a version of Krampus, the monster from that... Yeah, but it was way too powerful, and I should have known that. But I felt like that even with most of the party not being there, and for the people that were there, they probably did their best jobs to stop the threat without, you know, TPKing.
Yeah.
Even if they lost a lot of life during the battle.
Double check with the interview. Can you define what TPK means?
TPK is total party kill. That is when all the players and the assassin are knocked to zero, meaning that their player is technically dead, and also they fail their death saving throws. And it is something other than, well, if you're at 1 HP, that's technically a knockout. 0 means you are dead, so... That would mean that nobody has a usable character and that they have failed the encounter and the campaign normally would end or something would happen.
Is there any homebrew you use as general mainstays, whether it be like quality of life stuff, setting specific things, or just things that you like because you like the change?
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't really call it homebrew, but I am taking some influence from another TTRPG called Pathfinder with some of it because I have felt more balanced with the system a little bit, and I've just like added a few more like quality of life changes. Like, it's a little bit better in system play, but I have mostly kept up with that.
Could you elaborate on some of those quality of life stuff?
Well, one of my players wanted to play Gunslinger, and technically they really didn't have a good homebrew one for D&D, so I took the one from Pathfinder, which has ended up pretty good, and Gunslinger has worked in their favor a lot better. Gunslinger is mostly just, you get a, it's like old Western cowboy kind of, like, character. It fits a lot better using the Pathfinder stuff, but I've kind of incorporated it with the D&D stuff, so it can work perfectly. But
okay. When do you think homebrew becomes too much?
When can't it become too much? I'd say when it becomes so dumb and overpowered that it basically just becomes, everybody becomes like God. I'd say one of the things I've heard, a friend showed me a certain class that basically made you the biggest wizard in the entire game and basically God. I'd say it's not the worst homebrew I've ever seen, but that's one of them. Another horrible, horrible homebrew I saw was basically it was the Necronomicon from Evil Dead. It allowed you to create zombies, but a lot of stuff that I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was one of the worst homebrews I've ever seen.
Dang. Does using homebrew content have more leniency when it comes to the length of the game or story?
A little bit, I'd say, but yeah. I haven't really played much with homebrew other than my campaign, so I wouldn't say, but I'd say so from what I've seen.
So. How so?
Well, with how homebrew can do, it can either lengthen or stop the campaign, like make a homebrew so big enough that it can just end your campaign right there and not continue the party any quicker, or even like continue the campaign like, oh, you have other stuff you can do, you can go do this, you can with this item or something like that. Or because I've been mostly talking about creatures or items, entirely homebrew campaigns, like entirely different world other than the main world set in D&D 5e. Like, I had a friend that we all started off in the Underdark, which was basically, actually I don't know how to explain the Underdark without this getting confusing, but we basically were gladiators or something. It's foggy in my mind, but that was basically a completely homebrewed campaign, but it was a fun one. But it also quickly ended on a abrupt note when one of our players died, we got trapped in a bag of holding. So.
And that was more lenient. How compared to a long or short story?
I'd say mostly because, well, also some homebrew can just abruptly end if most of the party can't play the campaign anymore, but it's hard to explain lenient.
So homebrew will be likely less lenient for like longer stories.
Longer stories, not a short story in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. How do you think homebrew differs from like professional third-party content from like companies and such? As like, and also like, you know, corporate entities. Yeah. Like, as like some examples being like Cobalt Press and such.
I'd say because like, I'm trying to remember Cobalt Press. Oh yeah, I remember. Sometimes it can be more different than stuff like that. Like, some homebrew stuff can be, well, entirely different worlds or something like that. Like, there's so many different planes of existence in D&D that it can be like, what's the question again? Sorry.
How?
I got the cobalt first.
How do you think homebrew differs from professional third-party content?
It differs in the way that it also is more like, it doesn't have to stick straight to what they say. Like, it doesn't stick to what normally a company could say. It can be completely different from, like, anything like Critical Role, Cobalt, just throwing out random things I can't think of right now. But also can be just more freeing, in my opinion. Give more free will with what you want to do instead of sticking with just what's said in a book or something.
Okay, so is this for the...
Yes, third party one.
So just double check to make sure what you're saying. Third party content is like professional third party content would be more restricted than regular like homebrew.
I haven't really had any experience with third party content really that much, other than like probably Taldoria Limited, but that was it. So
okay. So do you think that working with some third-party content would come with the same problems as working with homebrew content, as like the professional third-party content compared to homebrew content?
I believe, yes, it could. Mostly because even those can go pretty off the rails and become stupid at times from what I've seen or heard, but... I really haven't had much experience with much third-party content, to be honest, but yeah, I believe so.
Okay, could you elaborate on what you're defining as stupid in this scenario?
So third-party content counts Critical Role, right?
For this interview, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because some people might not know what Critical Role is.
Yeah, I was just asking. Yes. Mostly because some stupid stuff in third-party content I could say would be like inventing a creature so big, like, oh, here's an item that... It's hard to explain.
Like, it's targeted at certain abilities that the creature does? Like
it's targeted at something or... certain things, like I'd say classes would targeted at specific things, like specifically related to one single race or character. It's hard to explain for me because I haven't really had much experience with third party content, but something stupid would probably be mostly I remember something. It was like a giant squid for some third-party content that it was kind of just weird and stupid. I don't remember what it was from, though.
Okay. So, going on to the next question. If the story you tell relies on you implementing tons of homebrew, why maintain a system that doesn't accommodate for the idea of the story that you want to tell?
If it relies to, I wouldn't say that it should, like, accommodate to so much homebrew unless it was, like, a new homebrew world, but, trying to think.
Is this a bit of a loaded question? Do you want me to try rephrasing it?
Yeah, rephrase it, please.
If so much of a story you want to tell differs from a system which you are using to tell the story,
yes,
that you need to modify the system to such an extent, why stick with the system that you are modifying so much when, another system could work better for it?
Yeah, and a good example for this is that even though a lot of people use it, 5e is very... much like it is flawed a lot, and some things that's also one reason why a system called Pathfinder created, thanks to some of the original people who worked for the guys who made Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of the Coast. But some things in Pathfinder, like there's a lot more things you can do with the classes, there's a lot more interesting stuff, and there's a lot more classes you can choose from. A lot of that, you can still use 5e. It's just basic 5e is flawed and can be limiting at times with what you could do. And, like, with homebrew or accommodating to, like, adding some Pathfinder things could help your story a lot. I've seen it help out mine a lot. So, I'd say stick with 5e unless you wanted to go to, like, 4th edition, which is a little bit less flawed, but I haven't had any experience with 4th edition or any earlier edition of D&D other than 5e. 5th edition, I mean.
Okay. So, a little bit of a follow-up. What games do you usually or generally homebrew?
I normally would just do like a D&D 5th edition game campaign. I normally just homebrew. But maybe if I went into like something like Pathfinder or something, I might homebrew a little bit stuff from it. But I mostly play 5th edition, mostly. But maybe Pathfinder.
Does the homebrew, or rather the range of how much you can homebrew, account as a factor in your enjoyment or returnability of your TTRPG of choice?
I would say yes, mostly because sometimes you can just overboard your entire campaign or story with a lot of homebrew, which can be overwhelming to some people as they need to learn about these things. And I'd say yes.
Okay. So, if a player wants to use homebrew as like for their character for a game,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? Would it be selfish, main character-y? Should it be more open for people to try something new or experimental? Would the option be open for other players?
I'd say I'd leave the option for other players, because maybe there's a race or a class that somebody wants to use that hasn't been. I'd give an example mostly because this is a player joining my campaign. He wants to currently play a swordsman, which is a homebrew class I have mentioned, and he's also kind of homebrewing in a race from a past edition. But I have allowed that, and I have given them the option that some of them different homebrewers, kind of like classes, like swordsman was one of them. But I've given them the option. I agreed that maybe you don't need to do it every time, but I said you should give it out. Players should be allowed to choose a homebrew class or race if they wanted to.
Okay. So, just to round some things off, what are your opinions on homebrew?
I think it has added a lot to D&D and has allowed it to not be strictly stuck to whatever Wizards of the Coast allows or says, and gives players, DMs, and anybody else more freedom to tell the story that they want to tell.
Does this spread to, like, other TTRPGs besides D&D?
I'd say yes. I haven't really had experience with that again, but I'd say yes, it has been spreading, and being in homebrew would be helping a lot of other things. And even though some of those are more stricter than D&D, I'd say, but yeah, homebrew is helping a lot of other TTRPGs with a lot of the players and GMs or DMs.
Do you have a hot take on homebrew that some people may not share your opinion on?
No, I wouldn't say I have any hot takes on homebrew that, okay, I can think of at the moment.
Understandable. Thank you for giving me your
time. You're welcome.
Time for this
interview. I enjoyed being here. Hope you got the right answer.
Your input has been helpful for this, and may you have a good day.
Thank you. You have a good day too.